This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Really? Jobs from the past.
Hey, Bex, look what I found at a car boot sale.
Oh, it's a really worn and dusty old book, Dan. Let's have a look. Oh, it looks like some kind of diary.
Well, you said it was dusty. Oh, look, it looks like it hasn't been opened for like 100 years. Hang on. There's some writing underneath the dust. It says, The Journal of Anthony Ashley Cooper, Lord Shaftesbury. I wonder who he was.
All right, we'll open it up. Let's find out. Any page will do.
All right, here we go. Oh, Bex, is it me? Or has it suddenly got very cold in here?
One of the greatest tragedies of our time is that our empire grows and our industry thrives, but at the cost of the poor, the weak, and the young. With children set to work as soon as they can walk, their childhoods are over before they begin.
Oh, man, that was scary. Did you hear the voice?
Yeah, I wonder if we've released the spirit of Lord Shaftesbury, whoever he was.
Well, looking online, it says he was a politician and a social reformer who campaigned for the end of child labour.
What, dude? Let's read some more. Oh, look at that grainy photograph.
Consider the Taylor family from Manchester. 9 children aged between 4 and 18 and everyone employed. Their father was killed in the Crimea and their mother is infirm. So the family's very survival rests on each one of their small shoulders.
It's getting rather misty. What's happening, Dan? Where are we?
You mean, when are we? Looks pretty Victorian round here.
Hey, that looks like the kid in the photo. Hey, kids!
What do you want? Why are you dressed funny?
Charming. We were just wondering, how come kids have to work?
As my ma says, if wishes were horses, then beggars would ride. Can't live on wishes. We need bread, and that costs money. Don't you know that?
Well, I suppose you're right. I mean, where we come from, we're lucky the most people have enough to eat.
I remember when we didn't have a penny between us. We used to live in the country, but one day there was no work. So we came here to Manchester, where new factories open almost daily. They're always looking for people of all ages to work. Made sense to move, didn't it?
But why do factories use children? Why not just leave it to the adults?
Well, my dad's dead, and my ma's so sick she can't work much. The factories are hungry for labour. Adults to handle the hard stuff, and kids like me to carry things around and climb in the machines when they break. They don't pay us as much as adults, so there's always work for kids. We're cheaper, smaller, and quicker too.
Sounds pretty dangerous, though. I mean, where we come from, children, they aren't allowed to even visit factories. Well, not normally.
Life is dangerous, mate. Try living in our road. A slum, they call it. It ain't a clean place. There's 10 of us in just one room, and that's not counting the rats. Go outside and there's folk that'll have a go at you for looking at them funny. You may as well be in the factory all day. At least there's a roof over your head.
But you're working pretty much all day. You must be knackered.
When you're hungry, you'd rather work a day for a penny than sit idle with an empty belly. Besides, everyone is the same here. You name me one kid on my road who's not working somewhere. You can't.
But what about school?
What about it? You can't live on a book. Even Neris, my littlest sister, she just turned 4, earns pennies for the pot. She helps the other girls make matches. And at least we're all together. We're not as poor as those wretches in the workhouse.
Workhouse? I've got a bad feeling about that.
Yeah, you should. Gotta go. Be lucky.
The poorest of families live in the workhouses, forced to work in return for meagre food and lodging. Whilst the slave trade horrifies our upper class, they do not appear to give consideration to British children, shackled, beaten, starved, and worked to death in their own country. Their silks and cottons, glass jugs and steel knives, the coal in their fireplaces and the food on their plates, frequently produced by children.
Shackled? I'm not liking the sound of that. Close the book, Dan.
Oh, finally! Back home, phew. Well, Lord Shaftesbury's journal looks like it's going to be pretty interesting, to say the least.
It's powerful stuff, isn't it? I suppose if you were poor, working was better than starving. Who knows where his journal will take us?
Hopefully not back to the workhouse.
Really? Jobs from the past. with support from the Heritage Lottery Fund. Find out more at funkidslive.com/really.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.